Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. I'll remind you that in Sauk County, there is a road closure near Loganville on Wisconsin 154, both eastbound and westbound are closed. All lanes are blocked. The alternate route is to take eastbound Wisconsin 154, head west on West Hill Point Road to County Highway G, head south on Highway G back to Wisconsin 154 east. Westbound traffic follow the reverse. Again, 154 is closed in both directions at Village Street, West Hill Point Road, due to a utility emergency. The Wisconsin legislature is unlikely to step in once federal funding for food share runs out because of the shutdown. Wisconsin administers some $114 million in federally funded food share benefits for 700,000 people. State Senate President Republican Mary Falskowski on WISN's Upfront.
$114 million is a lot of money, and my heart goes out to people. But this is a federal issue, and I don't see the state having the resources to do that.
But Feeding Wisconsin Executive Director Jackie Anderson points to the state's nearly $2 billion rainy day fund and more than $4 billion surplus.
So the funding is there if we choose to actually implement that and use some of it to help these SNAP folks.
Anderson says there is important information for Wisconsin food share recipients.
We're really trying to get the word out that if you have a SNAP balance from October, you absolutely can use that in the month of November. There was a lot of confusion around that, and many people were trying to use their SNAP benefits or, you know, trying to stock up. And just know that if you have a balance, it is available through November. You will be able to use that.
The federal SNAP, or Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, helps individuals and families buy food. It aids 700,000 people in Wisconsin, including 300,000 children, and is known here as Food Share. The federal USDA funding will be unavailable in November if the shutdown continues. Some Wisconsinites' health care premiums could skyrocket by $30,000 a year if Congress doesn't continue the insurance tax subsidies, one of the biggest sticking points of the government shutdown. Savannah Tomey Olson reports.
People who buy health insurance through the healthcare.gov marketplace can qualify for what are essentially discounts on their insurance to make it more affordable. Those discounts are set to expire at the end of the year, which would make healthcare coverage more expensive for up to 42 million Americans. Here in Wisconsin, about 313,000 people have plans they bought on the marketplace, and 88% of those qualify for some sort of tax credit. On average, those tax credits save Wisconsinites $664 a month. But leaders say costs will surge for some people. Governor Tony Evers.
A middle-class family of four in Wausau see their premium more than double, going from $886 a month to over $2,300 a month. 60-year-old couple in Rice Lake, making about $85,000 a year, could see their premium rocket 800%. That's an annual increase of over $30,000 in costs.
And that's just for the premiums to have insurance before even thinking about things like filling prescriptions or going to the ER. Democrats in Congress say they will not agree to end the shutdown unless the tax credits will continue. Republicans have said they would consider extending the tax credits after reopening the government. Milwaukee Congresswoman Gwen Moore.
We're going to see families like this take some risks and simply drop their coverage and just cross their fingers and pray. Maybe we could just get by and show up in the emergency room if something really goes bad.
Data shows when healthcare systems, the government, and charities have to absorb the costs of the uninsured, prices go up for everyone. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
A federal judge has ruled that the Trump administration must release millions in grants meant to address the shortage of mental health workers in schools. Congress funded the grant program after the 2022 school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. The grants aim to help schools hire more counselors, psychologists, and social workers focusing on rural and underserved areas. The ruling applies only to some grantees in 16 Democratic-led states that challenged the decision. The Education Department under President Biden initially awarded the grants, prioritizing diversity. The ruling will remain in effect while the case proceeds. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin has resumed offering abortions after a nearly month-long pause due to federal Medicaid funding cuts in President Donald Trump's tax and spending bill that took effect at the beginning of October. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin said it was able to resume offering abortions as of noon Monday because it relinquished its status as an essential community provider. The organization says by doing that, it no longer fits the definition of a prohibited entity under the federal law and can receive Medicaid funds. Abortion funding has been under attack across the U.S., particularly for Planned Parenthood affiliates, which are the biggest provider. State Senator LaTanya Johnson is introducing legislation that would allow communities to require stricter fire safety standards in apartments and rentals. The Milwaukee Democrat says older, cheaper rentals aren't currently required to have sprinklers and other fire safety systems.
People living in these buildings don't get to choose whether their apartments have modern fire protection. They just pay their rent in the places that they can afford to live and hope for the best.
Current state law allows for older buildings to pass inspection without fire control systems. Johnson says that sort of tax standard led to a deadly Milwaukee fire this spring that killed 5 people and displaced 100. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking you to check fire danger before conducting outdoor burning activities as the fall fire season is underway. Over 50 wildfires have occurred in the month of October alone, burning approximately 20 acres. Though small in size, nearly all of these fires were human-caused and preventable. After missing out on some typical September and early October rainfall, the U.S. Drought Monitor shows that most of Wisconsin is experiencing abnormally dry conditions. Some areas are even in a moderate drought. Dry weather, gusty winds, and a lack of precipitation can increase fire activity. Concerns over elevated fire danger will continue until significant precipitation in the form of rain or snow occurs. The DNR will be staffing fire equipment as conditions persist. The DNR recommends avoiding conducting any debris burning until the ground is completely snow covered. Wildfires can happen any time of the year when the ground is not completely snow-covered. Areas are especially vulnerable in the early spring and again in the fall after the leaves have fallen from the trees and the plants and grasses go dormant before winter. Burning brush and leaf piles is the main cause of wildfires at this time of year, and debris burning remains the number one overall cause in Wisconsin. Sparks from recreational equipment, campfires, and hot ashes from fireplaces are also contributing causes. Smoldering embers can remain hot for days, even weeks. If using a wood stove or fireplace, empty the ashes into a metal container with a tight-fitting lid or dump them into bare soil. Then drown the ashes with water and stir until the embers are completely cold. The same goes for campfires, burn barrels, and burn leaf and brush piles. Before leaving the area, drown the ashes, stir, and keep adding water until all heat and smoke are gone. Check current fire danger, wildfire reports, and burning restrictions on the DNR's website. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is reminding farmers and manure applicators to check the runoff risk advisory forecast before spreading manure on fields. This tool helps determine the potential for manure runoff from a field depending on weather conditions and soil temperature. The runoff risk advisory forecast includes maps showing short-term runoff risk for manure application. The maps account for soil saturation, temperature, and precipitation on a scale of 1.5 square mile grids. The risk maps are updated 4 times daily with the latest information from the National Weather Service. Users can access this tool at runoffriskadvisory.wi.gov. Farmers should contact their crop consultant or county land conservation office for help identifying alternatives to high-risk spreading. Larger farms with the Wisconsin Pollutant Discharge Elimination System permit can also reach out to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. These professionals can help identify fields where the risk is lower and alternative practices, such as stacking manure in a safe location. DATCAP also reminds manure haulers and drivers to put safety first when traveling on roadways in order to avoid spilling manure, prevent injuries, and protect the health of people and the environment. All agriculture and livestock operations must report spills or runoff that have the potential to impact surface or groundwater to the DNR's 24-hour emergency spills hotline at 1-800-943-0003. More information about planning and prevention is available at dnr.wi.gov/topic/agbusiness/manurespills.html. A crash Friday afternoon on U.S. Highway 14 east of Richland Center resulted in injuries and road closure. The Richland County Sheriff's Department reports that at approximately 1:30, first responders were dispatched to a vehicle crash on U.S. Highway 14 near Premier Co-op. The investigation showed that a straight truck crashed into the rear of a semi that was hauling corn. Highway 14 was completely blocked and both drivers sustained injuries. One driver was trapped in the vehicle and had to be extricated by the Richland Center Fire Department. One driver was transported by ambulance to the hospital. The second driver was transported by UW MedFlight. Highway 14 was closed for approximately 3 hours. At this time, the identities of the drivers are being withheld pending further investigation.